My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Now, for people who are too young to remember, they think that they think the South Carolina Gamecocks will come out.
No, that's animal for the Muppets.
But they think South Carolina Gamecocks will come out in 2001.
Well, for
people who don't remember that this was a big part of Elvis.
This was his opening.
I know it, but that South Carolina Gamecocks come running out through the smoke for that.
South Carolina, when Ronnie Tutt's playing the drums,
I'm just saying, thinking about that. Yeah, they are.
That's people, animal right there.
Who didn't know that?
That's animal, right? Right?
That's the character Animal was based after.
Noel started this. We're going to do some more Elvis throughout this show. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this Saturday morning, 15th day of June.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
South Carolina Gamecocks.
Hey man, that's what they do.
They do what?
They do 2001. Then they come running out.
Then they come running out.
Yeah, man.
And then down the thing there, and
no, they ain't down. That's Clemson. All right, now that's the other part of the state.
I don't care nothing about them. I know Mark. What you call it?
That's other part of the
voice
state.
Of them.
I'm just saying.
But if you let that play out, you'd see that was just the 2001, and then into Ronnie Tutt.
Yeah.
Noel did note that Animal was based on Ronnie Tutt.
Okay.
So you got to go look at Ronnie Tutt play behind them 18 drums for the first time. And who was singing, by the way, those voices? Who was one of those voices?
Oh, Whitney Houston's mama.
There you go.
Yep, the sweet inspiration.
And what was the song?
Well, CC Rider.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, yeah.
Thank you very much. I got to go all back there, man. Listen, the floor is yours, my man.
Is it mine?
It is 7:03. It is the second hour of our show.
There are a lot of things we like to talk about. First of all, you know, we talk about, you know, we're going to get into something WNBA, and then we'll get into something basketball, and then we'll get into camps, because this is a big time year for camps. But I want to, you know, congratulate college basketball on a victory this week.
Uh-oh. What did they do?
Dan Hurley decided to stay in college basketball.
Well, that's because the Lakers lowballed.
No, that's a victory for college basketball.
Yes.
A victory for the men's game.
Yes.
Where you don't know who the players are, you don't know who the – at least you're going to know who one of the coaches is next year when you turn in to watch the tournament.
Well, you know who a couple of them. You know who's in Arkansas.
You know who's Arkansas. You know who's in Michigan State.
You know who's in Kansas.
You know –
Gonzaga.
Give me three players. That's my point.
Yeah.
So to have him stay with the college game is a win for college basketball, you know, and you know, that he's going back there. And he's mastered the art of doing what you have to do, recruiting and re-recruiting,
mm-hmm.
because that's the name of the game there. Once you get guys there and they win a championship, they can go and kind of say, okay, like, what's this worth for you, UNLV? Who's got some cat, right? You know,
but he got the right staff too. See, it ain't just about the head coach now. You got to have the right people around you in 2024 to know how to connect with these kids.
Well, that's just it.
And
you got to re-recruit. You got to re-recruit. You can't just recruit one time. He's mastered the art of that, you know. And so I think he stays on the East Coast until an East Coast NBA kid comes. And that's what a lot of people are saying.
Money is going to come his way, and he's going to be locked in, because this is another reason why he turned down the Lakers job, if you want to believe what you've heard. He sort of said it cryptically, but when you broke down the money that the Lakers were going to give him, he was, A, going to be the sixth highest paid coach. He wasn't even in the top five, but he was also going to be promised by the governor of Connecticut, who came out and said, we're going to make him the highest paid college basketball coach. And that dude right now, I think, is Bill Self at Kansas. So he's at $10 million. So if the governor comes out and says this, you know you got $10 million sitting over here, and the Lakers are only going to give you $11 million more, and now I don't have to sell my house, keep the wife happy. Everybody's from that area of the country. Now, y'all can keep, you know, the Staples Center or whatever it's called right now. And I'll wait for, you know, I'm sure I will get another opportunity.
He'll get the Knicks or maybe even the Celtics.
But why jump into that? Because he can't control those players like he can on the college level.
And you can't control them on the college level. But he's figured it out.
Yeah, he's one of the few. He can do that.
But I'm just saying, you can't control the college level. Guy have a great season, come in, coach, hey, you know, not because I had to sit the bench. I played and we won, and I'm getting the bag over here. Yeah. So, I mean, he's found a way to survive that and thrive in that. So, to me, that's good for college basketball. Yeah, yeah, that's happened this week. I was up at Lake Point yesterday where they had the girls live, and I showed you the pictures. I ran into Kyle Sandy.
Oh, yeah.
Friend of the show.
He didn't have the bow tie.
It's summertime, man. He had the bow tie on during summer. This is the summer season.
But Kyle, go get that bow tie.
It's good to see you out there. He told me to make sure you say hello. And Sherelle Baker's
there. Where's she been?
She's at Bucknell now. She's at Bucknell.
She left Kennesaw State. We had, you know.
She's up there. But she was there because there were over 100 coaches there recruiting girls talent in this state. And it says a little something. So they moved from a facility that had 7 floors inside to a place that has 12 floors. You got 12 floors going all at the same time with these games, with this top talent that came. Even Dr. Phillips came up from Orlando. Not Dr. Phillips, the school Dr. Phillips, not actually Dr. Phillips. But it's a famous school that's known for having great athletic program. Doc Rivers' kids went to school there. And so their team won the state championship in Florida. They came up and competed yesterday. So it was great to see the competition. Because shout out to all the coaches and people who organized that, the logistics getting the teams in and out and making sure people got food to eat and make sure they got housing for the teams that would come from a long way. So it was a very well done event. Glad I had a chance to go up there. We talked a little bit about, you know, the Caitlin Clark impact. We talk about it, you know, and not just Caitlin, but this whole rookie class with the WNBA and that impact at the collegiate level and the pro level. What about the high school level? And, you know, I talked with some of the girls who have watched the WNBA for a time. Some who were more into the college game because it's their level, they're aiming to try to get to college and play college basketball. But there's some that hadn't watched the WNBA much at all, and they're saying the excitement with Caitlin Clark and Angel. First of all, there's Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. It was that
Bird and Magic.
Right, you know what I mean? That is what is drawn more than that I talk would say, that the combination of those two is what has made them look and really watch. They followed them from college to the
pros. See what Caitlin came out and said this week? She's standing up for herself. Listen, this has been a process, an evolution for her. And she recognizes she is showing some self-awareness.
Oh, yeah.
Whether her people are getting to her, whatever is happening, she's listening. And she came out and said, don't throw my name up there to further your agendas.
Yeah.
And keep my name out your mouth. Basically, she, you know, without the slap.
I hope she's got a good publicist or somebody who's watching for that type of stuff. So all she has to do is go out and worry about improving her game. You know what I mean?
The conversation is by others.
All she wants to do is play ball and make a living.
That's right.
She wanted to do was play ball to make a living. And by the way, she and the Indiana Fever will be here next Friday night, and they'll be playing at State Farm downtown, which is a game that a lot of people are getting excited about coming to town.
And if you can't get in front of a TV, we will have that game for you here on the 21st. Tip off at 7:30. They didn't even put like a pregame. We're going to turn the radio on and just We're gonna hear all the sounds.
We're gonna have it for you. We're gonna have it for you. Okay. And Noel's gonna be there with bells on. Of course, Noel's gonna be there tomorrow.
She gotta break out some.
That's something. We gotta get
her hooked up with like somebody that's gonna dress her a certain way or give her clothes that she wants. Yeah. Anybody out there, they want to help out Noelle, we can't say anything more than that. You know, you need to reach out to our producer so she looks a certain kind of way when she's out there representing 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, y'all got some size 2 petites.
Okay, there you go. Put it out there.
Pleated pants.
We want you to look.
Yeah.
We want you to stand out.
That's what we're talking about.
We don't want you in one of them Craig Sager jackets, though.
Oh, no.
I might pull out one or two of them guys.
That's how they say it. He stole that from, God, I can't believe I remember this name. He took that from a guy who did it originally. This is a name from your past, our past. Heywood Halebrook.
Yeah, Heywood Halebrook.
Is that right? CBS. I can never say his name.
CBS Sports. Was always doing the horse racing and stuff, man. Would come out with some
with a crazy jacket. Who's the other one? Bud Collins did it too?
Bud had some, and Lindsey Nelson.
Lindsey Nelson.
Was known for having some jackets back in the day. Well, anyway, this is the summer, folks. This is the summer. And during this time, people are known for having camps.
Right.
And people love their kids to go to camps. And for some parents, it's a great source of pride to say, my child went to so-and-so's camp.
Right.
Or went to this camp. Well, there was a camp with Marshawn Lynch.
Why'd your voice get all crazy? You go through puberty right here in front of me?
Marshawn Lynch had a camp, and things went a little sideways. Noel, can we play?
Hey, keep your finger on the
phone. We got this. Go. Just let us hear the reaction with Marshawn and one of the parents.
Hey, maybe you should just let him know. They're all in tears.
Is there a man here with you?
Yeah.
Okay, so. I do. I cuss a lot. I cuss in front of
them. So look, I cuss a lot. Every one of them.
All right, that's okay.
No, my son's okay.
Is there a man here with you?
Not.
Is not a man here with you?
But I'm here. Why? What does that matter?
Because
my son is leaving. I don't care. It's my son.
So tell them.
If you want here too, they all suck.
But I'll tell them that if they're not doing what they need to do, then yes, there's consequences to that.
If it takes that amount of time for when I tell a kid to do something and they're not doing what they're supposed to do, then there is consequences. Like push-ups, like running laps.
Like telling them to get away from your drill.
Like telling them to get out of my drill if they're not participating.
Doing
right. Get out of my drill.
Okay, my question is this. You know, if your child goes to a camp, and you know how Marshawn Lynch is, do you preface that by at least telling your child, okay, you're going to hear some language or whatnot, or do you just go out there, you know, because he's not your babysitter. You know what I mean?
No.
But you want to say that your child went to a camp, to Marshawn Lynch's camp.
Yeah, that's on the parents. And you're going the long way around this. That's on the parent for not preparing their kid. Or that's on the parent for not knowing. And she got up in his face, and she didn't know who Marshawn Lynch was.
Well, she knew who he was.
Apparently she didn't, because she's questioning him why he dropped, you know, F-bombs and doing other things. That's why. So obviously she didn't know. Listen, you send your kid, I'll give you two examples, and he falls into the latter. You send your kid to a Peyton Manning camp, you know what you're going to get. You send your kid to a Bobby Knight, Marshawn Lynch camp, you know what you're going to get. And the parent did not know. So for me, it comes down to that. If they know and they still let them go and that happened, that's on them.
Noel, what do you think on this? Do you let your kid go to this camp?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a different question. I'll still let them go.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how are you going to hide the real world from people? They got to know what's going on. They're going to hear that kind of language. They're going to hear that kind of language in the lunchroom at school. Right?
At least this is in some type of constructive
exactly.
way trying to get you to, you know, do and be and learn and be the best that you can be versus just, you know, yelling at somebody. Like, it's at least going towards a goal.
Marshawn's doing it old school.
And discipline is a huge part of sports. You're not going to get any better. You're not going to be the player you want to be without the discipline. Like, if you that bad in the drill and you got to get told to get out, now you got to reevaluate, do I need to be here or not?
I would love to get with some people. If somebody's listening this morning and you can't.
404-726-0929. Go ahead, Sam.
Give that number again.
404-726-0929. Whether we're talking NBA, whether we're talking NASCAR, if you got a thought on what Sam's talking about, we'll break in and let you get your point across.
We'll let you get your point across because, and you know, it's that time of year. And people are hearing about camps they want to get kids to go to have an experience, especially with a professional athlete, someone who's been a star. It's a deal to get to go and be a part of that. So, I mean, if someone's got some thought on this, let us know. But Marshawn Lynch, this camp, And you got to know. You
how do you know that this doesn't happen in music classes?
It may.
A frustrated teacher. Because I remember getting snapped at in drum class once, and I saw a kid who brought the wrong kind of snare drum or some kind of drum. He brought a tom-tom instead of the snare drum, and the teacher embarrassed him in front of us.
You talk about music, and there's an Atlanta music project here that has young people, and they teach them after school classic, you know, music with violins and whatnot. I just mentioned to you the Tiny Desk concert, Chaka Khan did. T.I. did one with these young people, young students. And he did some of his songs, and he rearranged the words instead of using the profanity. And there were people who went on the chat and were like, hey, he didn't keep it real. He didn't say what, but he's performing with children.
Exactly.
You know, and
like, I'm trying to give back right now. Y'all, like.
You know, but people are like, well, he didn't change the word. Basically, he didn't use the profanity, whatever he'd done. So, I mean, that's a way around that. I guess it depends on the person. And you would, you know, but he in the artist, and people say you should not censor or edit the artist. You should let the artist perform. But the artist said, I'm not performing with my usual band. I'm doing this in the setting with young people. And he did that. So that's the other side. And that's music, you know. And so.
Listen,
I'm okay with self-censorship. I feel like he did that himself.
And here's the thing. If it happened throughout, like, let's say Marshawn Lynch did this. He dropped the F-bombs. He was trying to make a point to a kid who didn't run fast enough or do what he asked him to do. Then apologize afterwards. I'm sorry, but emotions do this to me and so on and so forth. If that were the case, as opposed to, like I said, what we know, rest in peace, Bobby Knight, he would drop it and then say it again and double down on it.
Yeah,
and then maybe call one of your relatives that and not have any sort of self-awareness as to how he's coming across to these people. If that's the case, and he wasn't blatantly cussing at the kid and it just kind of came out and he acknowledged it, I'm still good with that. But here's the thing. If I know that I'm going to get the best sort of camp, get what my kid needs out of Marshawn Lynch versus another star running back, I'm probably going to go with Marshawn. I mean, plus it's going to be colorful. It's going to be interesting. And there's nothing, you know, that's what I like in life. I like a diversity. I like interesting, getting your money's worth, right? That woman, she might have been mad at him, but she got her money's worth.
Right? I don't know. That's what
you're
going to
get. Well, Marshawn was trying to make sure she got her money's worth.
Exactly.
That's what he was trying to do.
Exactly.
Your kid out here wasting your money, lady.
Folks don't want to see the sausage made, right? They just don't.
You know what? Somebody else is coming up next who works with young people.
There you go.
And let's see what he has to say, right? But first of all, he has a great event coming up today that kind of kicks off a lot of Juneteenth celebrations. Gets you up to Atlanta History Center to see a great tribute to Hank Aaron and spend some time out in the backyard with barbecue and baseball. C.J. Stewart, Lee, coming up next. Sam and Greg with Noel, other side of the glass, on this Saturday morning with Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Song of the Year, 1973, came out on this date. Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On.
On this day.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. A lot of stuff happened on this day. The 12th Amendment was ratified. Do not worry. I didn't know what it was until I read it. But anyway, anyone want to take a guess at what the 12th Amendment was or is? The 12th Amendment of the Constitution. Well, I'll just say it anyway. It was ratified on this day. It is the procedures to elect our president and vice president.
Okay.
That's what the 12th Amendment covers. Procedures for electing president and vice president. That was ratified on this day. And a dude named Charles Goodyear, well, you can imagine what he did. He did something to have to do with rubber. You knew that. The vulcanization of rubber.
Okay.
That's what he did. He got a patent for it, I guess, so. The vulcanization. I never knew that was an actual word before Star Trek.
Wow.
I just did, you know, that's how Mr. Spock was born.
I guess it would be the strengthening.
It's just one of those words.
When you think Vulcan.
Do we have our very special guest ready to go here? Would you do the honors, Mr. Crenshaw?
Absolutely.
Because we love having CJ on. CJ on and regularly him.
And Kelly. It'd be great to have him on. He's got something special going on today. And I don't know, CJ, I don't know if you heard the conversation we had coming in here. We talked about camps, and Marshawn Lynch had one, and people upset because he was using some profanity and whatnot. But anyway, let's welcome you in first of all.
Yeah, first of all, good morning, CJ.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, y'all. Can you hear me good?
We can hear you fine, sir.
We got you great.
And Sam is bringing you in on a conversation and putting you up against the corner.
That's what it is. Got to be ready.
Did you see any of the footage from Marshawn Lynch camp? And the reason why we're asking you this question, first of all.
No, I didn't. Okay. What happened?
Well, some parents were upset because he was using some profanity, you know, in his camp with some kids.
And getting his point across.
Right, right. But if you're going to go to Marshawn Lynch camp, I don't know. I would kind of expect some of that. You deal a lot with working with young people, and I don't know what, you know, would parents usually ask beforehand, or do they totally trust you? I mean, they come to camp with you. I don't think we're going to hear no words like that in camp with you and being around you. But just the fact that they should ask questions and, like, prepare their kids, maybe if you're going to go to a camp with someone like that.
Yeah, well, I think so. I mean, I'm definitely a much more regulated and mature coach today. But there was a time when, just out of ignorance and lack of maturity where, you know, using profanity to get my point across was really my only tool in my toolbox. And unfortunately, it was working and parents were enabling me by not being upset. But, you know, it's just kind of one of the things where, you know, I just don't wear it well now, based on my personality, and on top of the fact that our CEO for Lead is Kelly Stewart, my wife. And so, if she wasn't our CEO, I may be a lot more. But I think it is one of the things where the character of the person needs to be understood, and you just kind of get what you get when you don't.
Yeah, yep, that's what we're talking about. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with C.J. Stewart. Anything with Lead, you can always find them on their social at Lead Atlanta, L-E-A-D Atlanta. But you got something special coming up today and a special place. And when I saw it, I got pretty excited about it. So explain what's coming up, and it's just in a few hours.
Yep, just in a few hours. So at 12:15, I am going to be hosting Backyard Baseball with C.J. Stewart on the Swan Lawn. At Atlanta History Center. And when I had this opportunity proposed to me by Dr. Lanice Littleton of the Atlanta History Center, I was just like blown away. The only problem I was having is just trying to figure out how big this thing could be. And my ideas were extremely big, but we definitely settled in on something that's going to be fun. And that's going to be a home run derby. So we got youth between 5 and 12 of any skill level, regardless of your experience or your agenda, just come out ready to have some fun. But it's a very tall wall out there in front of the Swan Lawn, and we're going to be hitting home runs over.
Yeah, don't be intimidated by the green wall, you know, like the green wall in Boston.
Yeah, green monster.
Green monster. No.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It'll be fine out there. Again, C.J. Stewart joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. 92.9TheGame.com. Just where we are as far as the things that you do, what Lee does, and mentoring, helping, whatever word you want to use as far as youth sports today, where are we at in 2024 as far as how this is being, you know, doled out as far as by the adults? And are there voids? Are there things that need to be done in your mind?
Absolutely. Well, so for us with LEAD, our mission is to empower an at-risk generation to lead and transform their city of Atlanta by using the sports of baseball and tennis to help them overcome what we call 3 curveballs that threaten their success: crime, poverty, and racism. And so we partner with Atlanta Public Schools to serve youth as early as 3rd grade all the way to 12th grade. So we have an elementary school program, our rookie league, and we have our lady ambassadors that play tennis in elementary. We have a middle school league. And then our high school baseball program, it serves black boys in metro Atlanta. And, you know, for us, again, those curveballs, crime, poverty, and racism, we believe that racism causes poverty. And poverty causes crime. But the sport of baseball has been something that continues to be able to lead the way. Even for our event, which is a Juneteenth event at the Atlanta History Center, on June 19th, 1865, Union troops in Galveston, Texas, announced the end of the Civil War and informed the enslaved people of their freedom. And so the sport of baseball was invented in 1845. I'm gonna make this short. I'm not going to get too preachy on it, but 1845 is when the sport was invented. It was the first sport invented by Americans. So to play baseball meant that you were American. So when you think about the Juneteenth and you think about that being 1865 and now black people having their freedom, but we've been playing baseball ever since the game was invented. Then fast forwarding, when you think about Jackie Robinson, integrating Major League Baseball in the modern era. Moses Fleetwood Walker did it in the 1800s. He was the first black person. And then you think about Jackie Robinson taking baseball from Brooklyn to L.A. And then you think about the Braves coming from Milwaukee to Atlanta with Hank Aaron. So my point is this. There's never been a time where black people have been experiencing liberation and baseball hasn't been a part of it. So that's what we focus on: launch, expose, advise, direct with LEAD. And using the blueprint that has been used ever since 1845 when the game was invented to help liberate black people, but using the sport of baseball and tennis to do it.
Yeah, fantastic. And today, of course, people can go out as part of a Juneteenth celebration, kind of kicks off things at the History Center. Talk about things that people are going to get to do. You got something for the kids to do, but there are other things that's happening as well. You guys are going to have some food up there too, right?
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be food, barbecue specifically. It is going to be music. And then the other thing that is really amazing is the More Than Brave exhibit, which is absolutely amazing. And those two things alone, I'm definitely encouraging people to do. It's a whole lot of amazing things, but if you can get over there to that More Than Brave exhibit and then come out and test your swing, have your children test their swing with us,
It's going to be fantastic. Kelly and I and our daughters went for the first time last year, and it's definitely an event that we're going to continue to do. But anything that Dr. Littleton is doing over there is something that is a can't miss.
Yeah, the people have to sign up, right? They're registered?
Yes, we're definitely encouraging folks to register. If you go to AtlantaHistory.com, you can register prior. If not, you can definitely do it when you get there. But it definitely helps us to ensure that you get registered. But they do an outstanding job of getting people moving in and out pretty quickly. So it's a very good experience. And I definitely want to see you. And if you don't have any children, 5 to 12, come see me. And so Kelly and I can give you a big old country hug. And we love meeting people. So please come see us.
I was going to say you're going to give them a kid. No. That's what I thought when you were going with that. Hey, we got a couple over here to spare the garage here. Just go ahead and pick yourself one out there. Listen, what I was going to ask you is, for the various things that you guys do, how receptive are you finding kids are today? This is one of the things that we hear. Kids don't want to hear about this. Kids don't want to hear about that. But in the things you do and the teachings that you do, how are you finding that to be the case?
They love it. I mean, again, you got to have the right type of vehicle. I mean, that is the key. And so when we think about a lot of the negative things that can happen, opportunities to join gangs, opportunities to get involved with drug abuse, alcohol abuse, you know, kids want to have a sense of belonging. And we know that the sport of baseball and tennis, but any sport, when you're dealing with kids that are in a place of trauma, it is known that sports is a good antidote to help those kids. Or help people in general. When y'all think about having a stressful day, being able to go outside, play some golf, shoot some baskets, run some laps, whatever you got to do to get regulated. But we have found, I mean, the problem that we have with a lot of kids is they just keep asking us questions. They want us to go deeper and deeper. And so that forces me to be on top of my reading, be on top of my studying. But also it forces me to say I don't know when I don't have an answer. But we've been serving well over 5,000 youth through LEAD in Atlanta since 2007. And now our reach is starting to expand. We're getting ready to launch a coach's certification late fall because we've been forced and called upon by coaches across the world that want to be MVPs of SBYD, sports-based youth development, like us. Mm-hmm. So Kelly and I decided, rather than trying to fly all over the world and set up LEAD in various communities, let's bring the world to Atlanta with some in-person and virtual training because we have found that kids are extremely receptive. And if anybody is going to help youth become major league citizens in Atlanta, it needs to be us.
There we go. There we go. There we go. CJ, always great to spend some time. Once again, the name of the event and what time does it start again?
So the event is Home Plate. It's going to be at the Atlanta History Center. I'm going to be getting there as early as 10 o'clock, so I think festivities and everything get started around 10, but my portion is going to be at 12:15, backyard baseball with C.J. Stewart. So come out there dressing comfortable. If you just got your hair done, it's not going to leave pretty like you came about. It's going to be hot. We're having a good time.
Baseball backyard to hairstyles.
Hey, man. Yeah, you got to cover it all.
That was great. I love the pivot. That was wonderful. Thank you.
Y'all taught me a lot, man. I brush up my skills when I get a chance to come on the show with y'all.
Listen, we love having you. And please say hello to Kelly for us.
Yeah, now.
We'll do.
All right.
And have yourself a wonderful day and you know, stay hydrated, man.
Yes, indeed.
Stay hydrated.
Thanks a lot, CJ.
CJ Stewart joining us. Right, here. You have a big day out there. Yeah, backyard baseball out there.
Yeah.
12 o'clock.
And the thing, if it's too hot, you can go inside and you're going to see the Hank Aaron exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
There's air conditioning there.
Having said that, Noel is up next.
Yes.
We're going to need some air conditioning because she's bringing the fire. Woo! Got some things that she got on her chest that she wants to get off.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg. It's a Saturday morning, June 15th. Thank you for letting Sam and I be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. We'll be back tomorrow morning from 6 until 10. I have a theory as we sit and listen to Janet Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I have a theory. You remember when esports really blew up commercially? It's been big for, you know, a while, but when it really popped and we were doing Fortnite shows and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then people like Shaq and other people started buying mm-hmm. esports teams, I believe that is going to be the case. And as she was playing it, I swear, Janet Jackson, Beyonce, Taylor Swift, I don't know which one, maybe even J-Lo. One of these names are going to pop up pretty soon, and they're going to try and get themselves a WNBA team.
You think so?
I absolutely believe it.
Yeah, Serena,
this is a hot time.
Serena don't beat them for it.
Well,
she's
Serena
already,
might do it Serena, too. Serena's that's
already,
another name. Yeah.
She's already said she's interested.
Yeah. So that's what I think is next.
Where will the teams go, though? That when I talk about them, and maybe, you know, Noel has some thoughts on that. Where do the next
Toronto,
teams go?
They got one going to Toronto.
I know Toronto and Golden State, but
you mean after that?
We got to get one in this part of the country.
Okay, well, how often do they expand? How many years between expansions?
Well, they haven't expanded in a while, but they need to because the rosters are bursting at the seams, and their players who are coming out, and more players that are coming out that people are going to be following because we can follow players in the women's tournament that we can't do in the men's.
Okay, well, I just
you know what I mean? And so that's
and
what's
some of these owners might pull an Arthur Blank like they did with Wes, the producer who just got minority ownership of the Falcons. Who did producer of Will Packer.
Will Packer.
I'm putting people in his movies. I couldn't come up with his name. So I'm saying to you,
originally Charlotte had a team, and the point guard on that team was Dawn Staley.
Right.
Who's down the road in Columbia now.
Right.
Why not bring back that team, bring her back as a part owner?
Well, you got to talk to Dawn about that.
I don't think Dawn would have a problem with being. I don't think okay. Louis Vuitton Dawn would have a problem being part owner.
Keep her on the bench?
No,
she would just be part owner.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying there's two things here.
She would probably come up and be a part of, we don't really be an owner. But be involved with management and coach probably when to start it.
Consultant.
I absolutely believe, listen, unless she's going to do a Bill Russell and do both, she's the draw as far as young players. I want to play for her. And if she's not on the bench, I'm just saying. But she is the biggest draw, I believe, right now. Gino was that for years. Dawn Staley, everybody coming up, I believe. Am I wrong, Noel?
I don't think you are.
They want to play for her. And to just this conversation that we're having right now, I'm saying I think she should, not should, I would believe her biggest contribution to the WNBA would be staying as a head coach. Maybe head coach GM, maybe head coach minority owner. But being there, having her job still to bring up young players and being the draw for that team, I think if she leaves the bench, things will happen. It'll be a noticeable change. That's just me. Because what you do in the front office, people ain't going to Miami because they like Pat Riley. You know, I want to play for him. They don't want, you know, he's the president of the team. He's not coaching. Spoelstra's coaching. I'm saying there's people that happened in Boston for a minute. There were a lot of guys who wanted to go play for Brad Stevens. When he took over for Danny Ainge and went upstairs, he wasn't on the sidelines no more. That team looked differently then once he left. Now, he has done a wonderful job there.
He's doing a great job as GM
and where he went up. But, you know, there are people who want to go there because of who's coaching. That's my thoughts. Noel, I'm sorry. We stepped on your table. We'll let you have some casting call, too, if you.
No. I don't disagree. I feel like the best strategy to add more teams to the WNBA would be to look at who already has a G League team because you already have a smaller arena there that you can put them in. It would actually give the arena more use throughout the year. And if they, you know, grow beyond that arena, then there's already a brother team that's, you know, at least 15 miles around the corner they can go into. I just think it makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that was the original thought when the Charlotte Sting came into existence when the league started.
That's why I was like, that's why a team like Charlotte makes sense. Bringing back the Detroit Shock makes sense to me. I feel like it's lesser investment involved when, you know, you already have a stadium, you're already in a basketball town that you know you're in. You should be able to.
But realistically, where does expansion fall on the list of importance with the WNBA right now?
It should be of high importance because you got too many high caliber players coming out with nowhere to go. I mean, these rosters aren't but so big. You only have but so many teams.
All right, then what would be the number one thing? Number, give me one and two, then, would you say? But I'm sorry. We can say this another time. This is your
No, go ahead. One and two of what?
As far as the importance of where you think WNBA should be focusing, given how this season has started, given the names that have been there, the names that have been mentioned in arenas that otherwise or areas. I mean, they're mentioning these ladies' names on news reports, on networks that have no knowledge of sports.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, where would you like to see their focus, given, like I said, the spotlight that's on them right now, to make sure that they have the proper stamp moving forward? This is what we want to look like. This is the message we want to send. This is how we would like our players to be talked about or discussed. Well, all of that put into a blender, where would you like to see that first focus be on?
Well, league in general, I feel like two major things that we need to improve upon as a league, if we're looking at expanding visibility and just overall entertainment factor and all, you got to get more teams so you can get more of these high, because now you're getting more of these high-profile kids that come out of college and they need somewhere to land. So you kind of need more teams for that. And then bring back the mascots. What happened to all the mascots? It's just Big Ellie up there in New York.
Wow.
I didn't even think about the mascots.
Right. Yeah, right. Like that's an extra factor, an extra entertainment value, an extra fan grabber. Like, people love Blooper. I, for one, absolutely love Blooper. I know when Blooper's birthday is. I celebrate it. I want to see Blooper when I'm at the game.
There you go.
I follow Blooper on Twitter. Bloop is the guy. I even got a nickname for him. I call him Bloop. I don't even call him Blooper. I call him Bloop. Bloop is the man. Yeah. And there's a lot of people that feel the same way about Big Ellie up in New York. Why did we get rid of Star? Bring back Star. I need a dream to bring back Star.
Wow.
This is something. Hang on a second.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this. I've really been thinking about this.
We live in a time where mascots got nicknames.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's nice. That's nice. It's nice, but it's something else.
You want to know some of the most expensive Braves merchandise I've seen that's outside of, like, autographed cards and things?
What's that?
Anything Blooper. Bobbleheads.
Wow. I believe it. Kids. Yeah. You know, parents buy them for kids and all that. Yeah.
Like the numbers on eBay, I'm like, why is this so expensive?
Big part of branding.
Yeah.
Is a big part of branding that a mascot is something else. You get, and once again, we always talk about youth being the lifeblood of any sport. If kids are playing it, if they're interested, if it's drawing them, you know, into it, that's all part of it. I don't know why the mascot, you know.
I mean, Big Ellie just had a big birthday party. Like, they had a whole publicity moment for
it. They got DJs. They got DJs in the clubs now. That's why you don't see mascots, because they're putting their money elsewhere. How many got both?
Well, you should. You could be.
I'm just telling you, I'm asking.
The New York Liberty. That's it.
So I'm saying the reason the mascots are gone because they bring in different types of entertainment, and that's where that money's going.
And I don't disagree with you, but I feel like the mascot goes further than a DJ. Like you send the mascots out to different places and do different media events, and you build your branding. Like I said, they just threw Ellie a whole birthday party and filmed all of it and put it on social media.
Mascot
and the numbers
were
ridiculous.
Yeah, okay. Moves through the crowd, interacts with fans and that type of thing. So, yeah.
It's just, I don't know why it seems like such a big deal, but it's not just me having this conversation either. I've been seeing this all over Twitter. People
the
like,
fact that you're saying it here on you know, Major Market Radio, folks are going to be listening.
And I'm glad you teed that up, because that's kind of where I wanted to go. I'm like, what happened?
That's what I do.
What happened to the mascots? What happened to the fun outside of the players themselves? And yes, you know, we have the contest, the shooting contest on the floor. We have people come in and sing, and we have the excellent DJ down there that does all the little R&B mixes and the sing-alongs and all the great stuff. But Star can be out there dancing while she's mixing.
That's true.
I have an answer for her question.
Okay.
Mascots broke the fourth wall. They started fighting back.
I mean, she's not lying. He's not lying here.
You know I'm right. They broke the fourth wall, man.
You're not lying.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we got to get rid of this dude.
Oh, dear.
I mean, when mascots got to hire lawyers.
That's how you know you're a big part of the show.
Yep. But you know what? That would just enhance things, because it is a great game day experience with the Dream. And we people have a
It really is.
It is a tremendous game day experience, and people come there. You see everybody smiling and having a great time. As I was telling somebody, it's a party, and a basketball game breaks out. It's basically what happens down there. Thoughts about this team though this week? Talk a little bit about them, because we got a couple of losses and we're trying.
Is that where she was going to go?
I don't know.
No. I was actually going to have the mascot conversation, but I did want to talk about this too. And I'm going to say this because the last time I said something like this, they won a game. So, you know, maybe it's me. Maybe they need a little kick from me. But they're starting to look like the get right team.
Okay.
And we've seen that in Atlanta from a bunch of different teams where, you know, there's a running back that hasn't had over 10 yards in two seasons, and they leave Atlanta with 100 yards and two touchdowns. And there's a hitter that hasn't hit a ball in 6 weeks, and they leave with two home runs.
Yeah.
And it's starting to kind of feel that way because Aaliyah Boston had a show up there in Indiana, and Ryan Howard did her thing. I mean, Ryan Howard was an automatic bucket. I mean, 6 threes. It was almost like she couldn't miss a shot.
She brought Parker Tyus off the bench in the last game. And
I saw that.
Effective. What do you think about
that?
What do you think about that change in the starting lineup?
I thought that was interesting because the two games before she was really, Coach Wright, was really intent on playing through Charles and Parker Tyus down low.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it worked really well against the Sky and their young center and forward. Not so well against the Mystics because they were just shooting threes from the outside. So they were just shooting threes from the outside. So they really weren't worried about nothing y'all was doing down low. So I thought the adjustment would have been to put the ball more in Ryan and Alicia's hand, big leash in Alicia's hand so she can score more. I think if Alicia could have got more shots up, then they would have had a better shot at beating Indiana because they had two players in double digits. They had two players almost hit 30, and we had Ryan Howard hit 26, but everybody else was mostly sitting at, you know, 13, 18. Well, except for Parker Tyus, you balled out at 18 points.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something there. There's a flow of a game, a rhythm they have to figure out. There's a lot
thank
of standing
you. That's
around.
That's what I was going to ask you.
There's a lot of standing around. There's not a lot of ball movement.
Thank
there's
you.
Not a lot of moving without the ball. And it's almost like if they can't get the ball down low or to Ryan Howard, then it just kind of sticks.
So I was going
to
ask you that.
Unless Ariel Powers is on the floor because she's just going to wheel her way to the basket.
But again, you had to say, you had tagged that with that.
Yeah.
If.
Yeah.
And when that's not the case. It's not across the. Like I said, I'm y'all in trouble now because I'm watching.
Yeah. Seeing what I'm seeing. So
I'm bringing some stuff up, but I don't want to be mean, and I don't want to put you in a spot because you got to go back out there.
We do, but it's not about being mean. I mean, it's about reporting and trying to figure out what's going on and getting the best product because they're kind of where the aces are in this division, where they're middle of the pack. They're very much a 500 team right now. The big difference is we don't have an Asia Wilson or the accolades to go with it, so it's a little more worrisome because it's almost like, what direction are we headed? With the Aces, it's almost like you're waiting for them to turn it on.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
With us, it's like, which way is this team going to go? Are they going to go left or right? And right now, I'm not so sure, but we'll find out more tomorrow.
Yep. Shit. L.A. will be here, and our homegirl, Lexi Brown, will be playing with them, so we look forward to them.
And to me, they got two of some really, really top rookies in Cameron Brink and Rika Jackson
niece,
out there.
Steph
so
Curry's niece, who'll be taking over the modeling world sometime soon, when she wants to. She's a model waiting to happen.
Who? Cameron Brink.
Yeah, Brink.
Oh yeah, 100%. I'm sure I'll fall right now.
How tall is she? 6'5"?
She's in the perfect market.
That's why they did that.
Yeah,
I mean, that was the
perfect
frozen
market.
I absolutely believe that was the frozen envelope at the bottom there.
She'll be on a lot of red carpets.
Yeah, she already has been. Dream versus LA. That is tips off tomorrow, 3:00.
Three o'clock.
You can't get in front of a TV and watch it. Anyway, Noel, thank you. You ain't done. We're gonna bring you back here. Getting into this 8:00 hour. There's actually a golf tournament going on. A pretty big one. There will not be a red shirt Sunday, but there's a pretty big one. We're going to talk about what's going on with the U.S. Open up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. In thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.